Madhava Kundavihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kundavihari. Madhava Kirivaradari Gopi Jana Madhava Kirivaradari Sodana nana braja jana ranjana. Sodana nana braja jana ranjana. Yamuna te rabana chati Jaya Radhu Madhava Kundabihari Madhuva Kundabihari Nopi Jana Balaba Iribarura Janna balaba Giribaru daude Yasudana nana braja janu ranjana Yasudana nana Raja Janu Ranjana Guna Tera Manachari Guna Tera Manachari Jai Radha Madhava Kundabihari Jai Radha Madhava Kundabihari Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Paramahacharya also Teda Satishi Shimad. His Divine Grace Avaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Pentakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Jai. Friend, say, Koho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Ichananda, Shidwe, Naganadha, Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindikijai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikabinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shivati Dalasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikijai Gaur Premananda Hadigadi Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada. So, reading from Srimad Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Pastaya Buddhale Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Srinivadi. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 33rd chapter, text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namaho Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pashyachin Natcha Vikshipta Kundala Tvusha Mandatam Gandhang Gonde Sandadhatyaha Pradat Tambula Charvitam Kashyaschinatya Vikshipta Kundala Twishamandatam Gandam Gande Satadhatya Pradatambula Charvitam Kashyaschinatya Vikshipta Kundala Twishamandatam Gandam Gande Satadhatya Pradatambula Charvitam Kashyaschinatya Vikshipta Kundala Twishamandatam Gandham Gande Satadhatya Pradatambula Charvitam. to a certain gopi. Natya, by the dancing. Vikshipta, shaken. Kundala, whose earrings. Tvasha, with the glitter. Mandatam, adorned. Gandam, her cheek. Gande, next to his cheek. Sandadhatya, who was placing. Pradat, he carefully gave. Tambula, the betel nut. Charvitam, Jude. So translation, next to Krishna's cheek, one gopi put her own, beautified by the effulgence of her earrings, which glittered as she danced. Krishna then carefully gave her the betel nut he was chewing. Next to Krishna's cheek, one gopi, please repeat, of course. Next to Krishna's cheek, one gopi put her own, beautified by the effulgence of her earrings, which glittered as she danced. Krishna then carefully gave her the betel nut he was chewing. So there's no purport by the servants of His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada. So we'll read the commentaries by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. One gopi, whose cheeks shone because of the reflection of her swinging earrings, touched her cheek to Krishna's cheek out of fatigue. Krishna gave her some tambula chewed by himself, offering it to her as he kissed her. Pra Krishna, in a special way, and a dot he gave. This is Saibhya, the gopi referred to in the last chapter, fifth verse. And Jiva Goswami comments, because of the similar description of the gopi who was given his chewed betel nut, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.5, the gopi described in this verse must be Saibhya. She placed her cheek on Krishna's on the pretext of being tired from dancing. He put in her mouth, from his mouth, his chewed betel with great love, pra-adat. The genitive case, Sandadhatyaha, is used as poetic license or to express deep in the meaning. Natya vikshipta kundala vikshamanditam gandham gande sadadhatya Pradatambulacharvitam. So Omaganati Madandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurvena Maha. So, you know, one challenge that people have here who are in a conditioned state of existence is they are, they project their own experiences upon this particular pastime. And if they do that, if you project your own experiences, it'll just increase your own lust. So it's very, very dangerous dealing with these particular subject matters without proper explanation to just keep us appreciating, but not really being able to fully integrate until we actually come to the transcendental platform. So that's one comment I'd like to make. But I think even more important to me when I'm reading this, also this is a subject matter we've been discussing recently, not the subject matter of Krishna kissing the gopis. I have not been discussing that, believe me. I'm not that advanced. But a particular subject matter comes to mind, and that we have this gopi Saibhya here. And the gopis, they have different parties, and they have different types of relationships, and they have different colors even, and they have different temperaments, just like you see even with Radharani's primary associates, Lita and Vishaka. They have completely different temperaments, isn't it? Lita is very, I don't want to say she's hot-headed, but you know, that description is there. You know, so when Krishna does something that upsets Radharani, she's ready to kill the guy. And Vishakha, she's more like empathic communication. She wants to get them back together. You know, she's just thinking about, you know, his needs and her needs, and then getting them back together. So it's quite interesting, this variety. So what comes to my mind is the variety that we are experiencing in ISKCON. We've been discussing. Last night we had a discussion. It's not a confidential, super confidential discussion, because Prabhupada actually stated that the GBC should meet once a year, and he said you should discuss unity and diversity. It's interesting. I don't think we've ever discussed. Generally, it's well, we discuss how everybody has to toe the line, and as we also discuss unity and bureaucracy. And as bureaucracy tends to make its way into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, then we tend to come to the point of that anyone who doesn't follow different rules, then they must be extruded from the Krishna Consciousness movement. This is actually a quite interesting phenomenon sociology of organizations. You have closed organizations and open organizations, and you also have something called gatekeepers. You've heard of this before? I'm sure Mother Irma has heard of this. I actually gave a whole seminar years ago, before any of you joined the Krishna Conscious Movement, and it was based on a book called The Incestuous Organization. And I almost got kicked out of the GBC for giving that seminar, because I gave it to, not to the GBC, I gave it to the previous strategic planning team. It was just in North America at that time, and people got really angry. I was presenting that if you have an organization that's too closed, you know, everybody has to be a cloney of someone else, then you get all sorts of like psychological problems in the members, and emotional problems, and literally even incestuous relationships, and groupthink, and of course it's interesting that also I've been studying psychology. I don't know how much I should bring this into class, but anyway, Maslow talks about group think and group psychology, or what's called herd mentality, and that how that leads to so much dysfunction in society, and you see this in certain countries even, or certain political leaders who have their herd, you know, make something great again. Anyway, so and you just can't deviate, or actually get extruded. So. And then on the other hand, you have a completely open organization where anything goes, and then you have no vision, or you don't really accomplish, well, let's talk about a spiritual organization, then you don't accomplish anything. So there, it's interesting, you have to have a situation that you're flexible. You know, sometimes you open the gates, sometimes you don't open the gates, sometimes you open the gates. Just like in a cell. Let's talk about a cell right now. This is one of my interesting subject matters I study quite often, cellular biology. The cells have all these portals in them. For those of you who don't know what a portal is, it's not something they go from one place in space to another place in space, but it's a little... I'm scary. You can't hear? I mean, if I get any louder, it's going to It's freaked me. I got to put my earplugs in. Anyway, so even to hear myself. Okay. So, I have a sense of ears. I mean, I can hear what people are saying 100 meters away. But anyway, so the cells have these little portals. And there's proteins, specific proteins, that really, it seems like I have a consciousness. They know when to open the portals and when to close the portals. And that's quite interesting, because when you have a protein, that a messenger protein, let's say, messenger protein sends a message to you that it's time to salivate, for example, then it, on the cell, it's really interesting how the Krishna's arranged this, but it really reinforces your faith that God exists, because nobody could actually possibly imagine that these different mechanisms or entities even would exist just simply because of chance. You know, we have a door here, and the door doesn't open itself when someone comes in. I mean, some doors do, actually, in supermarkets and things like that. But it didn't happen by chance. The door is there because I remember, you know, buying the door, paying for the money, and being upset that the money was spent. And the door, and then there has to be a person to open the door. Anyway, so there's actually a plan behind the whole thing. So you have these portals, getting to the point. When something is supposed to leave the cell, the portal opens. Something is supposed to come into the cell. You know, some other proteins are supposed to come in, some of the messengers, or you have some food coming in. You know, the food has to come in from the outside. Sometimes it comes through the membrane rather than the portal. But anyway, I'm not going to get into those details. So then the portal, literally, they have photomicrographs, microscopes, you know, electron scanning microscopes that open up, that show this happening. It just opens up, and then it closes. So in an organization like ISKCON, I don't know if this is appropriate for Bhagavatam class, but I guess it's talking about the gopis. They all work together, part of the same organization. Okay, connecting it. And they remain together, isn't it? I mean, this is a traveling party that we're talking about. Prabhupada talks about Krishna's traveling roadshow. And they travel, isn't it? They travel from one universe to another. It's not that Chandravali is saying, I'm tired of this stuff. That Radharani is always the favorite. You know, I'm going to take another job here, you know. So they stay unified. And they stay unified because they have a common purpose. And literally, practically, that common purpose is to please Radha and Krishna. You know, and they're playful. So it's not like when we hear these things like one gopi becomes envious of another. It's like they're playing. They're enjoying. It's not like the envy in this world or like the kissing in this world is just simply some physical interaction. But this is an exchange of love. It's not just like mundane betel, mundane lips or anything like that. So we have to be careful not to project our conception upon what's happening here. So anyway, that keeps them together. What is that? Things fall apart where the center will not hold their desire to please Radha and Krishna. But still, there's a lot of variety in there. I mean, a tremendous amount of variety. So, what do we do in ISKCON? You know, how do we keep ourselves together with all this variety and unity and diversity, as Srila Prabhupada said? So we have to figure, first of all, we have to think about what's the central point. You know, what keeps us together before we start talking about the diversity? Because if we talk about the diversity first, then we just go off in all sorts of different directions. Because the diversity is discussed in the context of the unity. So that's interesting. So what keeps us together? Is it simply that we're devotees? Or we're members of the, this is a discussion we've been having, we're members of the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. What keeps ISKCON, or what should keep ISKCON together, is that we are followers of the founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada did many things that are different from, and made many changes. And we discussed these things insofar as the standards of initiation, insofar as, you know, who gets different mantras, you know, Gayatri mantras specifically. Many things. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur changed many things. For example, previous to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you had this Siddha Pranali type of thing, right? That, you know, you go to your guru, and you wouldn't need a Brahman thread, you just get your Siddha Deha, isn't it? You say that, let's just use one of the devotees here. Ishvara Puri, you know, you took initiation, okay, your name is Ishvarini Purini, a gopi, and you're dressed in a green dress, and your hair is blonde, and you have blue eyes, and your service is cooking sweet rice for the divine couple. So that's literally what was going on before. And it's bona fide. It's not that we're not criticizing that process. But, you know, I'm criticizing if I did that process. That would be a problem. But you had people, I was just listening, actually this morning I was listening to a memory Brahmananda was, memories of Brahmananda and Prabhupada. And he was talking about how this one, Nittai, who was Prabhupada's Sanskrit editor, he left Prabhupada and went to join one of the Babaji's, and he criticized that Prabhupada wasn't following this particular process, isn't it, of giving Siddha Pranali. I mean, we'd probably get a lot more people in the Krishna conscious movement if I gave Siddha Pranali, isn't it? You'd have people lined up, you know, Guru Maharaj will give you your spiritual identity, you know. I think we could definitely get Krishna West or Krishna East or whatever together really quickly and get a lot of money. So, good strategy now that I think of it. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, he didn't do that. And Prabhupada didn't do that. But then Prabhupada does things different than Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So how do you reconcile that the disciple does things differently than the spiritual master? Well, the way we reconcile is that the, not essential things, he changes some of the details. But it's interesting that what are considered details and what is considered essential is dependent upon whether one is working within the organization of the spiritual master, isn't it? Just like there are certain things that are details, but if one wants to be within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, those things now are not details. Certain things may or may not be details anymore. They become principles. Of course, principles means you don't change them, like chant. We chant Hare Krishna. That's definitely a principle for everybody, right? Unless you're a member of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, then you chant Om Namo Narayanaya. Yeah? Well, 16 rounds and taking a vow at initiation. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at least from what we've been discussing, he didn't have people like 16 rounds, you take a vow, you take initiation. four regulator principles. I mean, I guess when you're preaching to high-class people, you don't have to tell them to have not to have illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. I mean, I have that experience, too, when I'm giving initiation to some 85-year-old Indian lady. I don't really ask her to recite the four regulator principles. But in any case, there wasn't a vow to chant 16 rounds. Sometimes some of the acharyas in the past, they would say, you know, you pick out what number of rounds can you chant every day. That's a detail, isn't it? I mean, it's a detail. But in ISKCON, that the detail of how many rounds you chant every day becomes a principle. If it's a principle for being a member of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. I found that quite an interesting discussion we've been having. We have this committee that we discuss things several nights a week. Keeps me up until midnight. Because I can't sleep after that. Last night we had this discussion. But in ISKCON, certain things that, if one is part of ISKCON, but then what should those things be? And what is the leeway for those particular things? You know, some people will say, I mean, there was this one statement, and some people will say that we can't have women gurus because Prabhupada never appointed a woman guru. That's really stretching it. I mean, there's a lot of things Prabhupada never did. Prabhupada never let her have mobile phones either. Prabhupada never appointed gurus from India either. I mean, everyone who became a guru in the beginning was from the West. So you say, you know. So what can be changed? What can be stretched? And then you have different gurus sometimes who change different things in ISKCON. You know, some gurus have their disciples wait for 10 years for first initiation. Some gurus do different things, make their disciples vow at the time of initiation to serve their mission. Some gurus make their disciples vow to read an hour a book, hour a day. Other gurus make their disciples chant 64 rounds on Ekadasi or 25 rounds on Ekadasi. I know that because in Fiji, Tamal Krishna Maharaj would actually make his disciples vow to chant 25 rounds a day on Ekadasi. So, you know, when I give initiation there, because everyone there is a follower of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I have to adhere to that same standard. Of course, I sort of adjusted a little bit. I said, try to. I changed it to try instead of you have to chant. 64. I do say that. I don't make it 64. I said it would be a good idea if on some Ekadasis you would chant 64 rounds because it'll change your whole life. I do say that and initiate many initiations. So you have this wide variety of even requirements at initiation. And it's a challenge. And I'm not saying someone's right and someone's wrong. All I'm saying is it's observation. And so where do you draw the line? And then you even have temple presidents making different requirements for initiation. You know, 50% of your income. Not quite that much. But yes, there are some temples where there's a financial requirement for initiation. Not here. They do that. Or some temples impose more tests and more studies and more. You know, so you got all these varieties. And so it's really important. What I'm saying, because we have this committee that we discuss varieties from one angle of vision, you know, the varieties of requirements for initiation and mantras given out at initiation. I'm seeing that perhaps the most important thing we can do in ISKCON right now is have this discussion of unity and diversity. Because, you know, we see there's many threats of splits of this god for a variety of purposes. You know, sometimes it's based on different countries, a conservative versus liberal, and, you know, even dress codes come into question. You know, how should a sannyasi dress? Should someone have neck beads? What about the Brahmin thread? Isn't it? And I'm not criticizing or saying that anything's good or bad with this, with my statements. All I'm saying is that the discussion has to be there, because just like in Krishna's pastimes, they stay together. You know, you got the left-handed gopis, the right-handed gopis. Shaiva, I believe, is a right-handed. She's one of Chandravali's gang. Yeah, she's equivalent to Vishaka. So you have someone like that, and they don't have to have a meeting how to stay together. I don't think so. But, you know, they do love each other. And I'll prove that they do love each other by citing from the Lalita Madhava. Because what happens is that when Radharani, and of course Radharani becomes Satyabhama, and Rukmini is Chandravali, but Rukmini is actually missing her sister Radharani, isn't it? In the Lalita Madhava, which is really interesting. You know, they're all, by one means or another, transported to Dwarka. But Rukmini is first. That is, Chandravali is first. And she is missing all of her associates there, who basically many of whom she's competing with. And then when Radharani comes to Satyabhama, she doesn't recognize her. So she's rich. So she's really opposed to her. In fact, she wants to just send her away, because she finds out that Krishna is sneaking in New Vrindavan, not West Virginia. Well, it is New Vrindavan, isn't it? Not Vrindavan. Krishna is sneaking in this replica of Vrindavan that's been constructed by Vishwakarma. And he's having this relationship where they're in caves, looking at pictures of their pastimes in the cave. Beautiful. A beautiful play by Srila Rupa Goswami, Lita Madhava. And she has all these plans how to send Radharani, how to send, not, she doesn't know it's Radharani, Satyabhama, away. But when she's still missing her friends, even though she's in the opposing party. And so finally, when it's discovered that Satyabhama is Radharani, she's very happy. She gives permission to Krishna to marry her. So that shows, I mean, that's this Lalita Madhava actually shows to a large extent the attitude of the gopis towards each other, even the gopis in opposing parties towards each other while they're in Vrindavan, even though that's maybe not so much manifest in the Vrindavan pastimes, or at least to our eyes. It is manifest, but to our eyes, it gets manifest in the Lalita Madhava. So anyway, there's love between each other. So in unity and diversity, here's my point. In unity and diversity, the first the devotees have to have love for each other. Then you can actually understand what is love for each other, love for Prabhupada. Of course, that's the central focus. And then you can actually have unity and diversity without the emotional component. If it's simply a philosophical component, let me give an example of a discussion I had with Chaitanya Charan in a podcast, which is actually online right now. He asked me how to solve this problem between India and the U.S. I mean, there's many different things that are stimulating the, I wouldn't say animosity, but the disagreements between the U.S. or the Western world and India. You know, it's the Vaishnavi Diksha Guru is one of them. Another one happens to be treatment of a particular sannyasi. I'm not going to get into the details about this. So my point to him was that, first of all, we have to develop loving relationships with each other. And the way to do that is not posting different philosophical statements, taking quotes from Srila Prabhupada, quotes from Shastra, and fighting each other with these quotes, which is a common phenomena that we see. But to actually meet with each other and understand other person's point of view. I said, I can solve. I mean, I'm sure, not me, but I'm sure with this strategy, you know, the conflicts between Vaishnavas could be solved. I stated that the devotees, let's say, I don't want to say on one side, but devotees with diverse opinions should meet one-to-one or two-to-one with each other and just listen to each other and hear why a person feels the way he or she does, and then share that, and even maybe switch roles, you know, role-playing, so to speak, and understand the emotional component behind each point of view. With the gopis, the emotional component is they simply want to please Radha and Krishna. They simply want to please Krishna. It's the deep, deep emotional component. So if devotees can actually meet with each other as devotees, not like big committees, you know, 1,000 people, like judging someone who comes before them, what did you do with the standard of initiation? Why are you making people wait 10 months for initiation? You know, that's rather intimidating. And obviously it doesn't create relationships. But our movement, Prabhupada said, is pushed forward by loving relationships. And we find this, of course, in the Upadeshamrita. What is it? Dadati prajagrnati guyam akyati prachati bhunkte bhujyate chaiva. You know, sitting down with each other. And, you know, and I remember there was a GBC meeting once where it would try to impose upon leaders from a particular part of the world that you have to accept the GBC as the ultimate UMA and the ULA. I don't know if you know what that means. Ultimate managing authority, ultimate legal authority. You know, they're just like, the agenda was there rather than just like meeting as individuals. Because we are ultimately individuals, and we get into this groupthink, it actually will tear us apart. You know, my group, your group, we have to appreciate each and every devotee's bhakti, and then we can arrive at certain standards, ultimately. And, you know, basically, like Prabhupada, I remember Prabhupada was talking to one devotee who should remain nameless, who didn't want to work with the GBC, and then Prabhupada said, you work with him directly. You know, Prabhupada made all sorts of adjustments. This is in Hawaii, of course. It was Siddhartha Rupananda. So we have to be liberal and conservative, but actually have a heart of a Bengali mother. That's probably nice. Manage like an Englishman and have a heart of a Bengali mother. Anyway, sorry I didn't talk about the gopis, but that's beyond my ability to understand. So, we have about zero time. Thank God.
Adi Purusham, Tama Uttamasitam Purasundaramdam Kandar Ako Vidamaniya Nisheshashobam
Mani gora pao mani jage Pakata samoha noyel sante Ngena nagara pje Tatai, tatai, machana ko, kana kana tari, yanjera no. Preme dala dala, zara hanga, charane no pura vajay. Namad Vas Yadava Hari Ole na Polo Revatana Pari Micheni Navashe Deno Rati Diva Chisiri Rasha Gay Manavateo Hayaki Koro Babanakeo pari me la che Tapana kuele hasta Tina kelo mole wa e pia pia sta Tina kelo mole wa e pia pia sta Tina kelo mole wa e pia pia sta Dabe Tahana na vida pipa da pala Nama chaya kore tana to me Takakaka pala kaje Jakatea se paturanam Avijitea mira tapana rupe Rikakanae vira te Shana nama shoda kuni apat Churaya makat pino na pan Nama pina kicho ikurara Shona pova nama che Bagge, tui jamane goramani jage. Bakata sama, loyala sate, kila naga rabuche. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Dhammeli Dhinamine Saraswati Deve Gauravat Dikracharane Nivasesha Shunyavarate Vasacharate Sacharane Nivasesha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ramuni Janana Si Advaita Nityananda Sivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Veda Tatara Sivasati Golanda Brinda. Jaya Rande, Jaya Rande.
Iskan, founder of Charya, Shilpupad Vijay, Anantakoti, Vaishnav, Vrindi Vijay, Namacharya, Shilohoyas Thakur Vijay, Premse, Goho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nichananda, Shilveda Gadadha, Shivasiddhi Gaur, Bhakta, Vrindi Vijay, Shishi, Radhakrishna, Gopikopinath, Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giddy Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturidam Kijai, Jagadavasami Kijai, Manamai Kijai, Shimadi Lasidevi Kijai, Savita Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious. All glorious to she.
Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Namakari Bahunani Sarva Shakti Tatrapita Niyamita Smarnena Kala Etad Grishita Bhakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midvijamiha Janina Anuraga Trinada Pisuni Chena Tarora Pisuhishuna Amanina Manad